The government has released a new action plan to tackle kidney disease, funding $3.5 million to take immediate action. The Wire's Madeleine Graham spoke with CEO of Kidney Health Australia, Chris Forbes, about the plan and how it will benefit First Nations Australians.
Why do you think 3% of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders, people of age 15 and over, have the disease?
Look, I think chronic kidney disease is very common in the Indigenous population. It's also, you know, it comes from a range of factors, but unfortunately the Indigenous population is overly prevalent, and so part of the National Strategic Action Plan is to try and deal with some of the inequalities in care for Indigenous peoples.
What are some of the specific things that you will be doing to improve?
Yeah, so look, what the plan does is actually call out, it maps a lot of the available services to the kidney community, but it also identifies where there are gaps. And so that allows the intended audience to look at that and say, okay, where are the areas of focus and priorities that we need to do? And it's very clearly, the plan has a clear intended audience, such as Australian federal and state governments for researchers and those people that fund research, healthcare professionals, health service providers and funders of those health services. So it allows the two different groups to get together now and say, these are the identified gaps, these are the areas that we need to focus on, so let's work together to try and close this disproportionate gap.
And just bringing on what you just said, so the gaps, and possible for you to just discuss a bit about those particular gaps?
There's a range of things that we need to do, and that is early diagnosis is really important so that we can manage the course of chronic kidney disease. It's often detected really late and it's often irreversible. So the number of people who have told me that they had wished they had known about chronic kidney disease earlier, it would have made a material impact on their lives in a more positive way if they could have just got it early. So early detection and then changing this conversation, this paradigm from kidney replacement to kidney preservation is something that we really need to do as a community together.
In terms of, you know, bringing this early prevention and, you know, discussing it before it gets to the really bad stages, in these communities that Kidney Australia is going around, they're currently doing Western Australia.
There's a couple of things, Madeline. So we're doing a project at the moment, Kidney Health Australia specifically, where with the support from the federal government, we're doing a number of Indigenous yarnings where we're actually going out into community and listening to the Indigenous peoples, have them share their stories, which is a fantastic experience. And from those stories, we're actually being able to shape how better we can care for Indigenous peoples. The plan separate to that is really a plan for all the kidney community. So Kidney Health Australia's role was to help facilitate the different groups to come together and then capture what are the key gaps and priorities for kidney disease. And specifically related to the Indigenous community, it has to be that the policies that affect those communities are developed with Indigenous people and by Indigenous people, that it has to be in community. So, you know, some of the gaps or inequalities are that many Indigenous peoples have to leave their home to go and get dialysis. They have to leave country. And we're really, you know, some of the work that needs to be done is to say, well, how can we close that gap?
That hasn't started yet. When will that take off?
Plan draws upon a number of different areas, including the Renal Health Roadmap, which is part of Minister Wyatt's office and has been developed and funded through there. The Transplant Society of Australia and New Zealand looking to improve access and outcomes of kidney transplantation for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people. These are examples of work that is underway, but the plan helps bring some of that into key strategies, key objectives, which we're trying to do.
And Madeleine Graham with that report.